Hi, this is CG Allen. Welcome to our fourth audio boo. This week I'm going to talk about world building and building worlds that the reader can believe in and follow along as the reader book in totally believable worlds. But first I thought I'd just pick up where third audio boo last month ended, and it ended on a bit of a cliffhanger talking about leaving writing at the end of a sentence or in the middle of a sentence. And just to explain a bit more about that, the idea is it's a technique to try and combat writer's block. And the idea is to maybe just, if you're writing and you're in a flow of writing, maybe end the writing session in the middle of a sentence or a piece of action, a piece in the narrative, just so that then you've got the chance when you come back for the next writing session to actually pick up in the middle of something, and so it's not so hard to get started again. So you're not stalling, you're not beating about the bush. You're just too many times I'm guilty of this myself in just distracting myself with writing. So it's easy to get lost and just not keep too focused on what you're doing. So that's the idea with that, really. So we're talking about this with world building this time, this month. And for the first book that I wrote, my novel, Last 10 Years, I've spent about a decade poring over a map of a fictional village, but it was set in the real world. But now with my Noam novel, I'm actually writing a fictional account of a fictional world within a fictional world. So it's a fantasy world. So it's very different from the map that I'm drawing now for this world is definitely different from the real world that I was trying to build for a northern village in the UK in my last book. So it reminds me really of when I was at school, about age 15. There was me and a group of friends really tried to create fantasy games, and we went war gaming at the time, and we wanted to create games on paper. We used graph paper and made it 10 by 10 grids, drew pictures on it, and used to move around the board with a little little wargaming figure with the dice. And there used to be a master map that everyone saw, and then the hidden map which the game's master saw. And it reminds me of that, really. If you want to see what I'm talking about, you can go to my official webpage, which is www.findthemissingreel.com, and click